Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Friday morning, November 25th, of our 30 Minutes of Wisdom call with Enlightened Networking. And in this special day, we're going to do a short call on gratitude and appreciation, because we have so much to be grateful for on this day after Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Robin and I started these regular weekly calls as kind of our way of giving back or paying it forward for all the gifts and blessings and wonderful people we've met on the road of life. And we have an opportunity to invite many of those people to join us on these calls as special speakers, enlightened beings, forward-thinking people. And so today I think we just want to share a little bit of love and gratitude for all of you that are dialing in and becoming part of the enlightened community with us, and for the opportunity to share this sacred space and time with you. And so good morning, Robin, and thanks for being on the call with us here this morning.
Well, thank you, Gregory, and good morning, everyone. What a very special time when people all over take the time to stop and be with loved ones and family and just be in gratitude. It's many people's favorite holiday, because that's what happens on Thanksgiving. And so we knew that there would be, a small group this morning, because it's a holiday. And we do want to take a few minutes and spend some time acknowledging how important appreciation and gratitude are. So one of my favorite quotes is from Stephen Covey, as many people have heard. And he says, "The deepest need of the human soul is to be appreciated, acknowledged, affirmed, and understood." And that appreciation and that gratitude, if any of us want to really shift our life and change our state, stopping and taking the time to be grateful and appreciate can make a huge, huge difference in how we feel and how we see the world. And a great exercise for everybody, an invitation to start the day and end the day with just taking a deep breath and just kind of expressing either aloud or to yourself whatever feels good, what we're grateful for and how blessed we are.
As I've heard it said and practiced it consciously, not enough, but many times and as much as possible in my life, is maintaining an attitude of gratitude. And, to me, the definition of gratitude is having a sincere appreciation for the gifts, blessings, and lessons we receive on the path of life. And the gifts and blessings are easy to be grateful for, but sometimes those lessons are a little difficult to be grateful for. And, sometimes maybe some of you had some of those lessons over the Thanksgiving holiday, because it seems like our family can be the vehicle of some of those lessons for us. More effectively many times than others. But maintaining that attitude of gratitude and knowing that even sometimes, when you trip and fall and skin your knees, so to say, there's a lesson to be learned, and maybe you should, look more carefully when you're walking, or maybe there's something there on the ground you should be looking at as well. You've heard many times, God never closes a door without opening a window. And sometimes, God will give us a little. First, he'll whisper in our ear, then he'll give us a little nudge, and sometimes he'll give us a push and maybe even trip us, because it might be right in front of us. So an attitude of gratitude. And there's a great website, if you haven't seen it, it's called the Go Gratitude Experiment, and it's gogratitude.com. And they've got this great little flash movie talking about gratitude and how to see gratitude in all that exists and all that we do and all that we say. And I just think as the world moves into this holiday season, beginning with Thanksgiving, moving into the high holidays, this is an opportunity for us all to be so grateful for friends and family, for the gift of love, the gift of life, for everything that we have.
And thank you for that. And I think it's a great idea what Gregory just said, is to do a little Google search on your own and Live in the Question about gratitude and appreciation. And that site is a powerful one. And if you look up gratitude and the appreciation quotes, you'll come up with all kinds of wonderful things. And again, it can shift our energy. So I was having a good time and I found some wonderful ones. And one of them is consistently expressing sincere and heartfelt gratitude for what we already have is the underlying and often overlooked force which opens doors to immeasurable abundance and happiness. And I remember years ago when I was not feeling abundant and not feeling so happy, and I went out in nature and I was picking blackberries. And I went, nature is abundant. And to remember that, there's another one here. It says, to elevate the quality of consciousness can serve to elevate by focusing on gratitude, stir and enhance the unlimited power and countless blessings that are and always have been and always available to you. So no matter where we are in life, it's available and can make a huge difference to just stop and be in that place, because we all know we get more of what we focus on. And here's a quote from JFK. He says, as we express our gratitude, we never forget the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but live by them. And Henry Ward Beecher, gratitude is the fairest blossom which springs from the soul. So I was just having a great time, and I invite everyone else to also, you know, really put some attention and intention into that focus.
And so I guess if there is one take-home from this call here this morning, it would be a nudge to live in a more conscious state of gratitude, because what we know is what we measure and what we focus on grows. And so where we put our attention, our conscious love, light, and energy will tend to open doors and create the flow of synchronistic and fortuitous events that may not otherwise occur. Living in a state of gratitude, I truly believe, opens the door for more wonderful things to happen to be grateful for. So it's a matter of, and I like to give the analogy of driving in your car and moving down the road, being grateful for where you've been and focus on where you're going. You know, you're grateful and you look in the mirror and go, God, what a great day. You know, what a great victory. But you don't stare in the mirror too long, because you're going down the road of life and you're looking for these synchronistic opportunities, situations, meetings, people, circumstance that can really bring more joy, abundance, friendship, love, and all the great things that I know that God has in store for us all can truly be yours more easily by living in a state of gratitude. So, you know, this is a great weekend to begin the gratitude process. I actually, you know, on my iPhone, one of the first little apps I got was a little gratitude app, you know, where it nudges you every day to input three or four things that you're grateful for. And I've heard, you know, wise counsel of people suggesting that having a gratitude journal, and at the end of each day, you know, stop before you're going to bed and putting in your gratitude journal, what do I have to be grateful for today? The fact that bad things didn't happen, that's a good thing. I made it home safely. The fact that we had a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday with 31 family and friends gathered around around five tables here at our home in Bozeman, Montana. So much to be grateful for. And logging it in, because sometimes when the chips are down, you've had a bad day, thumbing back through that gratitude journal can totally shift your energy.
That's such a great thing to do, Gregory, and I know for myself it's really made a huge difference in my life. And another piece is to really stop and look in the eyes of people and say thank you to them. Because so often we think about it, but we don't act on it, and we never know what a difference it could make. One of the greatest acknowledgments to people is to take the time to look in their eyes and to acknowledge them and to listen to them and let them know how important they are and how valuable. And so at this time, as we begin the holiday season, to, you know, set intention to it, and it can only take moments that can literally make a huge contribution to someone, and to reach out to a family member, to a friend, to maybe someone that you haven't had a great relationship with, and really look at where you are aligned and what you are appreciative for and what you are grateful for, and take a moment to say thank you and say something about what you appreciate about them. It doesn't have to be something they did, just about who they be. You know, we had people that traveled from all over to be here, and, you know, just stopping to take the time and thank them for making that journey to be with us. And so my invitation to everyone is to, you know, pick a few people today, and at least someone every day out of the blue, that you just even pick up the phone, send an email, are with in person, and pretend if you're not with them in person to look in their eyes and just take a deep breath and thank them for being in your life and for all that they contribute.
I think that Covey quote deserves being re-mentioned that you started the call with, because it's, you just validated it so much.
It is my favorite quote, and Gregory knows it, and I love sharing it. And I think it is one of the most impactful quotes for me in my life. And if you want to take the time to write this down, I'll say it slowly. The deepest need of the human soul is to be appreciated, acknowledged, affirmed, and understood. And we
may not. It feels good just hearing you say that.
And we may not agree with people, and it's not about always agreeing. We had a political conversation with two people at our Thanksgiving celebration yesterday, and they had opposing views, but they was beautiful respect between each other and listening, and it became a very enriching experience. And it's how we grow, is when we're around people that don't think like us, but stopping to say thank you and to be with them can make such a huge difference. Because you have another favorite quote, Gregory.
Yeah, but why don't you repeat that, because some people may have been writing it down, and repeat it once more.
One more time. Okay. The deepest need of the human soul is to be appreciated, acknowledged, affirmed, and understood. And with that quote, Gregory, you have another favorite Covey quote. Listening.
Listening is to the soul as air is to the body. And when you take the time to listen to somebody, it's like giving them a breath of fresh air, you know, because people are just starving to be heard and appreciated, affirmed, and understood.
And one of the things I think a lot of us don't understand, we have a tendency to give acknowledgement and appreciation in the way that we like to receive it. And so our tendency, you know, if we like, you know, verbal appreciation, if we like it publicly, whatever, that's what we do. But it's really nice to take the time to find out from other people how they like to be appreciated and acknowledged. Because some people don't want public attention. Some people like, you know, flowers and cards and chocolate, and other people would prefer something different. So finding out and even taking the time to ask people, what's your preferred way to be acknowledged and appreciated? And really honor and respect that, because it may be different than what works for you.
So, as you know, we looking forward to this holiday season. We have so much to be grateful for, and living in the state of conscious gratitude, having that attitude of gratitude as a foundation for your day, for your life, can totally shift energy, not only for you, but for the people that are around you, because when they feel that energy emanating from you, it's going to become part of them, because at a deep soul level, in many regards, we are all one. We're interconnected. And gratitude is one of the highest vibrations, one of the highest frequencies, one of the highest activities that we can engage in. And it does open the door for receiving. There's no doubt in my mind.
I found another great quote, Gregory, that said, I would maintain that thanks are the highest form of thought and that gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. That's from G.K. Chesterton, and I thought that just fit perfectly for what you just said.
Yeah. So I know that I'm going to take this as a nudge to myself to start using my gratitude journal again, and certainly I could fill up many pages just from the last 24 hours that we've had with friends and family here. And I encourage all of you to do the same, to spend a little time in conscious gratitude and then reach out. As Robin was saying, you know, reaching out and touching somebody, paying it forward with that state and that feeling of love and gratitude can totally shift somebody's day.
And with that, we want to say how grateful we are to each and every one of you, whether you're listening live or on our recorded calls. We have many people that let us know that they are signed in every week, whether it's recorded or live, and that this is their place they touch in, and we're building our Enlightened Networking community, and our website, enlightenednetworking.com, is a place to go and go to the resource page and listen to other of our great thought leaders that have been on and, excuse me, share it with your friends, because we have people from all different walks of life that are wanting to touch in and have a place to, you know, stop and be connected with some great thoughts and some inspiring messages to take that next step in life and grow.
And I'm going to go ahead and open the lines. I noticed we've got a few good friends on the line. If anyone would like to share some insight into gratitude, we'll take one or two comments, and then we'll be grateful for this day and move forward.
Hey, Gregory. Happy
hey.
Thanksgiving. It's Stephen Brown.
Hey, Dr. Brown, thanks. Happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
Well, you know, you sent the notice across my, I got the notice in my email just as I was working on my book, and I was just writing something about gratitude. And I thought, wow, what an interesting confluence of beingness, as you and I have experienced a number of times before.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I would read very briefly something I wrote, if I may do that. It'll only take about 30, 45 seconds.
Great.
Okay. Gratitude is always a beginning, for acceptance of what is provides a space of being for love to enter where it is not. Within love's embrace, freedom abounds. We, its recipient, now immersed in the reality that only as the giver do we truly receive. Humble receptivity born out of gratitude opens our heart to the blessing hidden within either tragedy or triumph, our surrender to its truth no different from our realization of its love.
So when do I get this book?
Oh, my.
That was beautiful. Beautiful.
Well, you'll get a copy of it. You'll get a gift.
I finished it. Thank you for who you be, Stephen.
Interestingly enough, it began with a gift of a conversation with Don, who was going to give me an example of his coaching one time when he and I were working together in a network marketing company. And to prepare for that, I wrote myself an outline of 12 chapters. And that was the inspiration for my writing the outline of 12 chapters. And ever since then, it, rather than become a network marketing book, it became a book of consciousness. But that was sort of tied it into who's going to be here today.
Well, what a synchronistic conversion here on this day, this grateful day.
And
thank you.
Stephen, I want to take a moment to thank you, because you are one of those great models of someone who's constantly learning, growing, and being in that state and truly embody what we're talking about. So wonderful to have you with us and sharing so much. And we're really looking forward to hearing more about this wonderful book you're writing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're just a joy to everyone's heart. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, boy. Fun to be in the Mutual Admiration Society.
Does anyone else have a word or two of gratitude they'd like to share before we bow out here this morning?
This is Deb up in Port Angeles.
Yeah, there she is.
Yeah. Hey, I was a little late this morning, but, you know, I knew I needed to be on this call. So I just want to say, no matter what we have or don't have in our physical world as far as material belongings, you know, I know every day when I wake up and my feet hit the ground, I'm grateful for the people I have in my life. And, of course, Robin and Gregory, and then all the people they've introduced us to recently. But, you know, we don't need anything except the people in our lives. And if we're grateful for that and we appreciate them and realize what we have, we might not have all the material crud we need, but if we have the people in our lives that we need and that love us and that will stand by us, then we are the luckiest people in the world, and I'm one of those.
So the greatest gifts are not really physical, although it seems like the physical things that we notice and sometimes yearn the most for, but the things that
yep.
really make the biggest difference are the things that are really of spirit and love.
And thank you, Deb. And I do want to acknowledge you because, you know, taking those moments, those minutes, the time to express it to people that are important is such an important thing. And Deb is masterful. And she just sent us, and Gregory hasn't even seen it yet, a beautiful Thanksgiving card. And she takes the time so often to reach out and just send that card and be expressive in a beautiful way of gratitude. And that's an invitation for everyone, too, to, you know, follow those promptings and reach out and take a minute and send a note in the snail mail. You know, we're so inundated with so much information on our email and technology, but to receive something in the mail that is just a note of gratitude and a blessing and a gift to say thank you. And Deb is so great at that. So you constantly inspire me, and thank you for that beautiful card.
Well, it's mutual, you know.
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Well, and if anyone else has anything they'd like to share briefly, we could open that window or we'll bring the call to a close. Does anyone else have a final word they'd like to share? Well, silence is consent. And so let us just express our gratitude. Maybe, Robin, you'd like to talk about next week's call?
Yes. Next week, I do believe, and we're going for confirmation, that we're going to shift gears into some practical tools about taxes and finances. And the topic of taxes is a game, and we play to live. We play to win. Yes, we do want to play to live. But some experts that work with home-based businesses to help us better understand how we can keep more of what we make and how to understand what the rules are and really have the tools, the rules and the tools, to really keep more of what we make and to understand. So that'll be coming next week, and then we have some other very wonderful guests coming up. We have Tom Crum, who's the author of many books. He was partners with John Denver and founded the Windstar Foundation back in the early 80s on a sustainable future. They were talking about things long before, you know, they were popular like they are now, but he's a magic guy and has used martial arts as a metaphor to understand how to work with conflict, and has several books that I just love, and he's a treasure. And we'll have DeWitt Jones coming up, who was a National Geographic photographer and helps people work on creativity and vision. And we have several other wonderful people in our future, so stay tuned and connect with the website. It's constantly being updated, and we are so grateful for each and every one of you. And as we begin this holiday season, and every day is a day to say thanks. So thank you, and thank you, Gregory.
Thank you, Robin, and thank you, everyone, for being part of this period of time in our lives and in yours. So have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, and we'll talk to you on next week's call. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.